This is Twit.
My theory is that the iPad Pro is the development platform for the next era of computing, and they need something more powerful for where they're going rather than something that fits the needs of today.
It feels like that. It feels like,
and if you look at what they're doing with their processors, the T2 chip, they're continuously getting closer and closer to controlling everything that's needed for something radical to happen. And if you look at, and people didn't touch on this, when they changed their reporting structure for their financials, saying they will not break down individual units, they probably are going to release something that's very radical, their future, that won't sell very well, but will be disguised. In terms of how well or not well it's doing, and so they don't have to break into it.
That, now I got to wrap my mind around this one. Actually, Apple did that. There's a history of doing that. Mm-hmm. The Macintosh did not sell well. The Lisa really didn't sell well. Sorry, Lisa.
I'm used to it.
But they clearly reinvented computing. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Apple may be in that exact same stage they were at when they had the conference that said Apple II forever. Mm-hmm. We'll never abandon the Apple II. Meanwhile, here's a Macintosh. Forget the Apple II. Yeah. And they did shortly after kill the Apple II. Maybe they're in that transition phase. One thing we probably do know is that this is almost the end of the line for Intel and Apple, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've got this. It's pretty clear when you look at what's going on in this A12X Bionic that they've leapfrogged Intel dramatically. And because they're designing chips for their own operating systems and their own environments, they can, instead of making a general purpose chip, they can make a chip that is tuned to work as well as possible with the existing hardware and operating system.
And if you look at the T2, it's an accelerator. When you break it down, it's a cryptography accelerator, it's an encoder accelerator. So anything that wherever they're Bionic chip falls short, they can just accelerate into the T2 and keep iterating there separately and still be able to stay ahead of the curve. If a new technology comes out, they'll just wrap it into the T2 without breaking their development of their Bionic processor.
They did say that the iPad Pro is faster than 92% of all laptops sold this year.
Wow.
I mean, that's remarkable.
iOS 13 has to have, I mean, because we saw that it was like a point release where we saw a lot of fun stuff happen for iPad where the multitasking improved and all that kind of thing. And so maybe, I don't know if it'll be a point release, but in the next iteration of iOS completely, we'll see another one of those things happen where our iPad gets, you know, a whole lot more features that, like Jason Snell was talking about. Because, yeah, right now it does feel like you've got this incredibly powerful vehicle that you can, I don't know, like go underwater and fly through the sky. But right now, those features like aren't available to you. You can't turn those on. So you get to the water and it stops you. You don't get to go underwater. And it seems like when you can look at this thing and go, well, it's faster than all of these computers and it can do this and it can do that. But then you go to the App Store and you look for something that uses even a third of that processing power, it's hard to find anything that does that. Even folks that have been doing, you know, video editing and audio editing and things like that on the iPad, they've been able to do that just fine with the devices that are out there, right? Or, you know, with the devices that have been available so far. So now we've got this incredible machine and it doesn't feel like we've given it anything to stretch its legs with.
It feels like a super fast Netflix machine. So Wesley, do you have a thought about what this new product that Apple might be thinking about will look like?
Well, sorry I harp on this so much, but if you look at the T2 chip, this, I think it's a big key that no one is spending too much time on. It is the hybridization of their processors and Intel's processors, if you think about it. So more and more functions in their desktops will be moved over to the T2 or their laptops, to the point where the processor does just the bare minimum, and then they'll switch over and replace Intel's processor with the combination of the T2 and the Bionic chips. And so the reason why I was saying that
that makes sense. That's a natural transition. But it sounded like you were also saying that maybe there's also a device in here that is neither desktop, laptop, or iPad. There's some sort of new kind of device they're envisioning.
So the iPad itself has a USB-C port.
Right.
And
which
it's expandable.
We've been playing with in all sorts of ways. We were able to get video out of it. We're able to, it's got data, it can charge. It can charge in both directions. It can import camera right now, but it can't talk to an external hard drive yet. But that's a driver issue. Can't talk about keyboard and mouse yet.
Right?
That's a driver issue. Apple's chosen not to support that, but could easily.
And so what I think that the iPad Pro's development platform is because they are plugging in either external accelerators or external devices like the keyboard, but think of a keyboard within, they have a keyboard with a trackpad or some other interface that can be expandable, which means you can retrofit your old iPad to be whatever their new computing paradigm is. I don't know, that's augmented reality with a camera or whatever. And that will come up, they'll come out with some sort of desktop replacement or laptop replacement that'll have all that built in and then say, hey, all of the everything with a USB-C port, now you can be upgraded into whatever this new thing is.
You know, Steven Sinofsky, who was kicked out at Microsoft, he was in charge of Windows 8, and which was kind of a mess. But he has, but at the same time, I think he's a smart. Yeah, he's a smart guy. I think he was given an impossible task, which was also this kind of difficult transition from desktop to tablet computing. They did a weird hybrid that nobody wanted. Yeah. And I think they've come out of it pretty well, as we were just talking about. I think Windows 10 on a Surface Pro
they had to skip Windows 9.
Yeah. But Sinofsky says it's a mistake for people to focus on replacing laptops with iPads. He also thinks that it's the next generation that these iPads are aimed at, a generation that's never going to want to connect external storage to a device that lives in the cloud.
This is the thing, is how we compute is changing,
right?
Period. So
historically difficult, though, for a company to throw a dart ahead 5 years and say that's where we want to be.
Well, I mean, IBM made typewriters at one point. They've made computers. Right. Companies can and will deal with successive layers of technology as people change what they're doing in the workplace. It seems like what we're doing now is we're trying to, like you say, throw a dart for 5 years and say the people who have grown up in a swiping tactile world, what are they going to ask for when they hit the workplace? I mean, you can be like, in the future, everyone has Iron Man gloves. We don't know.